Friday, January 29, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I'm Dave Garrett. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Most of all, I do thank you, and I do appreciate you taking your time to listen. Wow, Friday. It's already started off to being one of those wild kind of days. Next thing I know, you know, I'm running late. I know what I just talked about yesterday, but I'm running late today. But I think it was for a reason. I was dropping off my son at his school and out in front of another school were these two parents protesting. And it talked about bullying and harassment. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? So Dave being Dave, you know, I dropped off my son, came back, parked, never set foot on any school property, but I was right there next to the parents there. And I did ask them, hey, look, my name and I'm a parent and I see your signs and I'm now concerned. What's going on? And so they went on to explain that their special needs child had an incident the day before and was hurt and actually had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance. So, you know, the parent was really upset and she wanted answers as to how her son got hurt and to the point that needed to be taken by ambulance off school grounds to the hospital to get looked at, checked out. And there were no definite answers, or she said there were no definite answers. I guess, you know, there's still an investigation, and I understand that. And again, her son said, you know, told her what happened, and, you know, mom's going to believe her son before she believes complete strangers, especially strangers that at this point have now hurt their child. I know as a dad, that's who I would believe, you know, because, again, we know as parents what we have, and we know when our kids are not telling the truth, and we know when they are. We know when they're exaggerating. We know when they're stretching the truth, and we know when they're just flat out telling us the truth. As parents, we know that. And if we don't know that as parents, then you know what? Maybe it's time. But so I understood. I empathized with her, and I said, "Yes, I understand. We know what we have." Well, you know, she went on to say that there was other conditions, other situations, untrained people that are not certified individuals to train or to teach or to lead these minors in school. And this was in an elementary school in my neck of the woods. And I was just like, wow. And I told her, I go, look, I understand what's going on because it's going on in other locations. It's going on in other schools. And if you've listened to and if you've seen me on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. I've started off, I started off the school year kind of challenging the teachers. It's like, hey, what's going to happen? What's good? What good are you going to do this year? How are you going to set yourself apart to be a leader? And, you know, maybe one or two heard me. I don't know. But what I do know is that it's still going on. It's still happening. There's lack of leadership, even from personal leadership. Personal initiative is quite lacking. And why does personal leadership and personal initiative lack? Because it's not being demanded from the top down. And it could be that the top down is also lacking leadership and personal initiative. And it falls in line pretty interesting with today, because today's topic on Instagram and here on my Facebook page is about teaching. And I've been writing little blurbs on each quote that I post out there, and the last one is about the sooner we learn that we were students and remember that, the better off we'll get into the teaching. We can get this business of teaching started and done and completed, and that's it. But that's the problem, is that people have forgotten that they were students once. These teachers have gotten so wrapped up in their I know everything, you know nothing, that's why I'm a teacher and you're just a parent. And I don't get it how they can still do this and then call themselves effective teachers, call themselves great teachers, call themselves awesome teachers. And I've heard them call themselves that. When yet, you know, they pick on the wrong people, they do the wrong things, they don't defend their kids, their responsibilities. They call them their kids. I sure hate to see how they treat their own children if this is how they treat them. But I digress. This is a problem, and it's a leadership problem. It's an initiative problem. It's a moral problem. It's definitely an ethical problem. And folks, it's not going to resolve itself until we start holding people accountable, until they start holding themselves accountable. And it really is that simple. Well, listen, I've been talking long enough. I'll definitely have more on this topic. But in the meantime, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.